This next story begins in 2016, when a Syrian refugee family arrived in Connecticut a day after the election of Donald Trump. Author Jake Halperin documented the family's ordeals in a series in the New York Times with artist Michael Sloan. Now they have a new graphic novel, Welcome to the New World. NPR's Deborah Amos caught up with the author and family together.
When the Eldebans look for their first family home in America, they chose this quiet suburban neighborhood with a grassy backyard and room for bikes and birds. It's where I meet Jake Halperin. We mask up outside to meet the family.
They just bought this house. The mom and the dad, Idiba and Ibrahim, and also Naji, the oldest son, have all been working basically full time in order to get a mortgage for this.
Idiba, salam alaikum. Naji, how are you?
Hi, Naji. The welcomes here are warm and familiar, sprinkled with Arabic greetings that Halperin's learned. Everyone in the family now speaks English.
Hi, my name is Ibrahim Aldaban. Here is my family. I have 5 children.
It's been a long journey. From Homs, Syria, where a civil war drove the family to flee to a refugee camp in Jordan, the approval to resettle to the U.S. came in 2016. And posed another agonizing decision. Only Ibrahim, his wife and children, could travel. The extended family, a grandmother, 2 uncles, wives and cousins, their approvals were still pending. Remember, it's 2016, the presidential election, and candidate Trump was promising to end refugee resettlement, especially for Syrians.
So we were so scared that Trump will win the election. My dad's mother, she told my dad, if we go to the United States and Trump wins, I might not see you again. So that was one of the things that pushed my dad to not go.
But Naji pushed back. The only future for the family was in America, he argued. He'd been out of school for 5 years.
This was a big part of why Naji was pushing so hard for the family to come to America, relentlessly pushing his dad.
But you win.
I won, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But this day is for celebrating that decision and a book about them.
So here at the back is the picture of your family.
From the beginning of the journey.
This is your apartment in Syria.
To a detailed account of the refugee experience. There were surprising terrors, like bears. Ibrahim had spotted some in suburban Connecticut when he was delivering packages for Amazon. And fear of basements. Unknown in Syria except in American horror movies, says Adiba.
Oh, so you think a basement is scary?
Yes, yes. I see the movie
because
in my country.
Because of the horror movies. We never have basements before like that.
Yeah, never.
There were also real hazards. A fire that burned up everything and forced them to move. A frightening death threat on Ibrahim's cell phone that warned the family would die unless they went back to their country. The first call Ibrahim made was to Halperin.
I'll never forget it. It was a night in winter. There was a snowstorm coming. It was actually a really weird situation as a journalist because I knew in a horrible way it was good for the story. But that night, I decided, okay, I'm there to show support. That was really intense.
But through it all, Ibrahim still says he is lucky.
Still, I have my children. I have my family. I am like any American. Yes, I'm lucky.
Ibrahim also made his own luck. I've just seen this man just worry and push for his family for 4 years. And so I often tell him that I admire him as another dad. For that.
But a dad, a refugee dad, sometimes has to make wrenching choices. He left his mother and brothers in Jordan for his children's future here. 4 years on, Naji, now a high school senior, is planning for college along with his sister. Ibrahim put an American flag outside the front window as soon as the family moved in. The Aldebans cannot forget all they have lost. But Halperin's new book also documents what they have gained. Deborah Amos, NPR News.